Mr. Chair, when discussing the principles of accreditation for Indigenous peoples' participation in the United Nations, it is crucial to underscore the right of Indigenous peoples to self-determination. Indigenous peoples are peoples with inherent rights, and this foundational principle must guide any accreditation framework. This is enshrined in the various international instruments, most notably in the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, Article 33. The Article 33 of the Declaration emphasizes the right of Indigenous peoples to self-identification and to determine their own governance structures. Given the global diversity of Indigenous decision-making systems, this principle must be fully understood and respected when defining participation criteria for Indigenous peoples in the UN. We are prepared to continue working on this language as a foundation for accreditation criteria. We will give our recommendations next. First, recognition of Indigenous peoples' right to self-determination. Accreditation criteria must reflect the right of Indigenous peoples to self-identify and determine their own structures of governance and representation, as articulated in Article 33 of the Declaration. Two, guiding principle of representation. Indigenous peoples have the right to decide their own representatives, and this principle of representation must guide the accreditation process. The diversity of Indigenous decision-making institutions should be acknowledged, with flexible built-in in the criteria to accommodate different forms of representation, including elected parliaments, traditional councils, and entrusted individuals. Three, establishment of Indigenous peoples' accreditation status. The new accreditation category should be created for Indigenous representative institutions, ensuring their formal participation in the Human Rights Council. Four, representative nature and accountability. The criteria should focus on representative nature of an institution, its accountability to the people it represents, and the mandate it holds from these people. This approach would respect the diverse realities of Indigenous peoples and ensure their representation is legitimate and widely recognized without attempting to define or limit who Indigenous peoples are. By adopting these recommendations, we can establish a framework that respects the right of Indigenous peoples and ensure their full and effective participation in decision-making processes in the United Nations, especially the Human Rights Council. We remain committed to working on these issues to enhance Indigenous people's participation in the Human Rights Council. I thank you.